This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. For the second time in as many months, the U.S. House of Representatives has condemned hateful speech in all forms in an attempt by Democrats to end a controversy over one of their own members' remarks that were deemed anti-Semitic by many. The vote was 407-23. Although it did not mention Democratic freshman Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota by name, the vote was intended as a rebuke for comments she made in an event last week in which she suggested that Jewish or staunchly pro-Israel members of Congress have a dual loyalty to the United States and to Israel. The remarks came on the heels of a tweet that Omar made earlier this year about Jews and money while discussing the influence of the highly influential lobbying group American Israel Public Affairs Committee on lawmakers' policy decisions on Israel. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen is suing the president's company for failing to pay his legal bills. We get details from AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
Michael Cohen says the Trump Organization promised to pay his legal bills, but it stopped after federal agents seized the papers of the former Trump fixer last spring. Cohen's lawsuit says he was paid $1.7 million to cover legal costs, but since the payments stopped around the time he raised the possibility of cooperating with prosecutors, he's run up another $1.9 million in legal bills. Cohen's scheduled to report to prison in May to start serving a three-year sentence for tax crimes, lying to Congress, and campaign finance violations stemming from his role in hush money payments to Trump paramours. Warren Levinson, New York.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing the day in negative territory. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Three dozen countries, including 28 EU members, called on Saudi Arabia Thursday to release 10 female activists and cooperate with a UN-led investigation into the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at its Istanbul consulate. Francesca Lina of Reuters reports.
The detained women, some of whom campaigned for the right to drive, have allegedly been subject to electric shocks, flogging, sexual assault, and other forms of torture.
We are particularly concerned about the use of the counterterrorism law and other national security provisions against individuals peacefully exercising their rights and freedoms.
The statement was also signed by Canada and Australia and marked the first move against the kingdom at the UN Human Rights Council since it was set up in 2006. Those in the non-signing camp included the USA, Turkey, Israel, and Switzerland. There was no immediate Saudi reaction.
Francesca Lina of Reuters. Hundreds more men, women, and children trudged out of Baghdad.